Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell Porter, and I love to talk on my show about authenticity, about life, about our choices, and about how we can create our own life and what we want in it. And I have a special guest today that we're going to talk about that with. But first, I want to talk a little bit about authenticity. You know, we talk a lot about it on this show. And one of the things that we have to remember is that when we become authentic, when we start becoming who we really are, we also start discovering who we are that we were not aware of. And that's what my new program is about, called The Majesty in You. I had a tremendous revelation towards the end of last year about the majesty, the divine that lies inside each one of us. And I was able to tap into that and create in my life. And I want to be able to show you how to do the same. So if you want to be able to see the majesty in you, and I'm telling you, it takes courage. That's why this show is called Dare to Be Authentic. Go ahead and check out my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on Majesty in You, and you'll have all the details there. And expect to discover that majesty, and not only to discover it, to be able to offer it to all those around you. Today we have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about how to be the creator of your own life experiences. That sounds pretty empowering, doesn't it? Well, it is empowering. And the reason I'm having this is because Wendy Kay, who's a life strategy coach, author of Mastering the Art of Feeling Good, founder and managing director of Global Vitality Influence Association, which is a public resources promotion site, she believes that, just like I believe that, that we can create our own reality and we can create our life. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today, Wendy.
Thanks for having me, Mari. I'm really excited to be here, and your new show sounds great.
Thank you. I just love having you. It's absolutely an honor. So tell us a little bit about yourself to start off and the story of how you came to do, you know, what you do.
Well, I guess that to start out, you know, just like anybody else, I was working in a career that I enjoyed, but, you know, at some point I was looking for something more. And actually, prior to that, I'd started my spiritual expansion exploration, you know, in my early to mid-20s. So at one point, I was not so happy with what was, you know, how my life was going. And I thought, oh, is this all there is? And so anyways, a couple years later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and, you know, my priorities became very clear immediately. So after I made it through that, and I realized that, you know, my life is too precious, and there's an expiration. So I'm going to, you know, take what I've learned about myself and life, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And I quit my job immediately and began to pursue writing, which is what I'd always wanted to get back to. And so, just, you know, exploring life and having the experience that I did, realizing how precious life is and the time that I have here, you know, I was wasting at a job that I didn't really like at the time. And my family was very important to me, and then I became important to me. So in the self-discovery, I realized that, wow, I totally changed my life, and you can too. So my book, Mastering the Art of Feeling Good, is a lot of lessons learned and exploration, you know, in practical how-tos of you know, being able to make your moment what you want of it and create the life that you want.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. You know, there was a couple of things you said. One thing that really struck me is you said, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I see that as a key, like a turning point, because you finally said, I'm not going to do this job that's just a job that isn't fulfilling me. I'm going to do what I want to do. That takes a lot of guts. That takes daring and courage. And I have to say, not everybody will do that. We see people all around us constantly complaining. We hear them. Oh, I have to go to work. Oh, it's Monday. Oh, I hate this job. So I think that was the first step that you had to take and say, I'm going to do what I want to do. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think it encourages people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's absolutely a first step, because the actual decision, you know, is easy. To make the choice is easy. And then, so it's not always as easy to change careers, because I tried to do that anyways. I'd already tried to do that, and it was difficult. But this seemed to be the catapult, you know, where I was determined. And obviously it was apparent to me that, you know, it was worth it, because anything less than that was no longer worth it for me. So once you make a choice like that, you know, then you have to walk a new path, and you have to learn new things, and you have to be able to get through, you know, your motivation has to be strong enough to be able to get through the times that are difficult, only because you're learning something new.
Right, right. And it takes perseverance and determination to not easily give up, because, like you said, it's not always easy. It takes time. It's a learning curve. I call that the learning curve of learning new things. And I don't like the learning curve. I want to know it now. I want to do it now, you know. So that's great. You know, the other thing that you said that really struck me is you said, I became important to me. You said, my family was always important. You know, the importance of our family, we know that, especially as women. But you said, I became important to me. I think that was another key for you.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I was looking at uncertainty and not knowing how things were going to go, my main priorities, of course, were my family and how it might impact them. And then once it was over and I was fine, then, you know, the focus came to me. You know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with this? So not that I wasn't important before, but realizing that, you know, I'm completely accountable for my own life and how it's going to go and my own happiness and what I'm going to do here while while I'm experiencing this life was absolutely and completely up to me. So I became accountable to myself for that. And, you know, and I like what you said about the learning curve. It truly is a learning curve. And part of my story is that right after I quit my job, probably within 3 months, my partner got laid off. And so he was temporarily, you know, supporting everything. And then he got laid off from his job and, you know, and I didn't have the good paying job anymore. And so anyways, financially, we were strained. And I had to make a conscious decision over and over to continue on my path, even though, you know, I didn't have satisfactory money coming in. And I had to find different ways to, you know, support this. And anyways, it was quite a journey. And but it's amazing, you know, so many people are aware of the law of attraction and different things like that. I talk a lot about the Dona method and being able to let go of unwanted feelings. You know, and so there's things that I had to learn in order to attract certain situations into my experience that for no other reason other than I believed it and I was grateful of it, that it actually came to pass. So just amazing tales of, well, a lot of people, I guess, would call them miracles, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So anyway, all that's part of it. It's pretty exciting, and sometimes it's scary. But then again, you have to take accountability for, you know, dealing with your own fear, because I like what I just watched a Jim Carrey thing a couple of weeks ago, and actually I posted it on my Facebook. But you know, he's like, you're gonna go into every moment either in love or in fear. Ooh. And when you think about it, it's really that simple. So wow. Having faith that I do in, you know, the oneness of the universe, I know I'm not alone. I have a lot of power to tap into. So anyways, yeah, everything is always working out.
Great. We're going in love. That's so profound, because fear does nothing but block everything that we want and ruin everything for us. I've had to learn that in my own path. That's a really powerful statement. I love that, going to everything in love. Wow. You know, you fully believe, and so do I, that we all have the power to create our own experiences. And I know that I have clients who don't quite believe that, and I'm sure you have the same. What do you do to help your clients believe that, get them to the point? Is there anything that you can do, or do they have to already come with that belief?
No, definitely they don't have to come with the belief, because, you know, we're all limited by our beliefs. And so, you know, it's quite a unfolding of being able to let go of the limitations of our own beliefs. And I think that early on in coaching, a lot of times I end up talking to people about, you know, whose beliefs are you living anyways? You know, to really examine why you believe what you believe. And most of the time, you know, they're believing something that maybe their parents believed, or someone that they found significant in their lives. So once they understand that, you know, they're actually picking up beliefs of other people, which I don't think any of us escape that. At least I haven't met anyone yet that has escaped that in their lifetime. But anyways, I think it's a hard concept for most people to really grasp, that we create our own experiences, because certainly I wouldn't have created this, and certainly I wouldn't have created that. There's a lot to it, and it's kind of a progression where, you know, you have to be willing to take a chance. You have to find a motivation that supports, you know, strongly enough a new choice that you would make, or something that you would want to believe. And what ends up happening is, by taking, you know, that step into faith and expecting it, even though it doesn't even make sense, that's when things really happen. And it's like, it's unbelievable how things will happen. It most of the time isn't how you think it will be, but even better. So then people become believers, but they have to take that first step, and they have to have something that motivates them enough to be willing to let go of a thought that they're clinging on to.
Right. I so agree with you. And these thoughts that we have, or these beliefs that we have. I have a little story about something that happened to my daughter. You know how buying a car, society, people tell us how difficult it is to go buy a car and deal with a salesman, et cetera. So she went to go buy a car last weekend and went to one dealership and was having all that experience of that she didn't want to have, all the negative experience. But she had it very strong inside her to go to this different dealership. So she called me several times, and I'm like, I think it's time for you to leave that place and go somewhere else. You know, I was trying to guide her, but she was like, well, we have to finish out the process. And I was thinking, you don't have to do anything, but I just let her be. So they left that dealership,
She insisted that her boyfriend, you know, I want to go to this other place, went to the other dealership. The car she had been looking at was white. She didn't want a white Prius. She wanted a different color. And her boyfriend says, well, there is no other colors. They are all on the internet. Well, of course not. Sometimes they're not listed. So they walk into this other dealership, and lo and behold, this is beautiful blue Prius. And perfect. Perfect, fully loaded, the right price. The guy, it was a smaller place, no haggling, no I have to talk to my manager five times, you know, like they love to do. So it was a beautiful, easy experience for her. And so after she told me, I said, you said to me, buying a car is always such a hassle. You always have to wait for hours, et cetera. I said, you were speaking forth your belief about this. But it wasn't the reality, because then she changed it. You know, she changed it to be her reality, which was, I want to walk in, see the car, buy it, and get out of here. And so, like you said, we absolutely have the choice of how we create our life, but we have to be aware of the programming that's in there. And awareness is number one. So we'll be right back. We're going to have a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Attention book lovers, Story Girl, the latest release from Katherine Carlson, a comical tale of womanhood in the 21st century, is available now at Amazon.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out her acclaimed memoir, Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, a story about synchronicity, serendipity, and the magical musical rhythms of the universe.
Who are you?
I'm a wife, a mother.
Who are you?
I'm a sister, a daughter.
Yes, but who are you?
Well, I have a busy career.
Who else are you? At midlife, we often find ourselves in the midst of changes, and roles that used to define us no longer seem enough. We need to get back to finding our authentic selves. Second Spring Adventures, helping you answer the question, who are you? SecondSpringAdventures.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm Mari Mitchell Porter, and I have my special guest, Wendy Kay. And we're talking today about creating your own life experience. Let's talk a little bit about, you said to me that our choices are limitless. And I fully agree with you, Wendy, but I know that everybody wouldn't agree. What do you say to a person who's saying, I have no choice. This is my situation, whatever the situation might be, and I have no choice.
Well, I guess that some situations, might appear like there's no choice, but there's actually always a choice. I'll use a couple of situations. I guess if you look at prison, no one wants to be in prison. You're in prison and you have no choice. You do actually have choices, you know, wherever you are. So when you look at a situation like that, then, of course, people would have the choice of their own attitude and activity within, I guess, physical limitations. Then if you look at something like domestic abuse, you know, there's a choice where you can choose to stay or you can choose to go. So those are kind of basic. I like to always say that, you know, really your attitude is your main choice. So I think that in general terms that would probably resonate with most people is that, you know, when they're looking at spending 10 or 20 years in a position where they've advanced and grown and, they're dependent on their salary, to the point that it's gotten to. And then they decide, you know, this isn't really what I want. This isn't what's going to make me happy. Because a lot of people don't realize until close to 40, somewhere around 40, 35, 45, that there's something else calling them. But a lot of people will be imprisoned, quote unquote, by the fact that, you know, now they make 50,000, 80,000, you know, whatever. And they'll feel like I can't because my house payment is this and my two cars is this and, you know, my kids are going to college and all this. Well, so I've experienced that myself when I was trying to do something different. And it was really difficult to be able to make a change because even though I, you know, was very valuable in one industry, even though a lot of those same skills could be, you know, utilized in another industry, people just aren't that attracted to you a lot of times. So anyways, so it's difficult. So as far as always having a choice, we always have a choice, even when we're dealing with our relationships, you know, we have a choice. Every moment presents multiple choices. I guess probably when I'm talking with a client and I have a specific situation in front of me, I can shed more light on what the possible choices that I could even think of would be in their situation. And
right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I agree with you. In fact, when I have a client who tells me they don't have a choice, I actually make them write down choices. I said, write down every choice that you could make, even if it's not pleasant to you. Because
right.
The problem with choices is sometimes we want choices that are easy or simple or feel good. And let's say in the case of a relationship, a client may know or I may know that the relationship cannot move forward anymore. So that means you have to break up, which is not a pleasant. Nobody wants to break up. But you know that that's a choice. It's just not a choice you want to make, even though you probably know deep inside it's necessary for you to make. So, yeah, we always have choices, but it's not always the easy thing to do. And
right.
It is totally up to us, and we have the right to our choices. I used to believe way back before I started working on myself that I didn't really have the choice. You know, I had to be a caregiver. I had to be whatever it is I had to be. I just had to be that. There were too many people to disappoint if I wasn't. And so I took away my power of choice and gave it to other people. And I had to dig
right.
myself out of that. And that's why authenticity for me is such a big thing, because I had to learn who I was. I had to dig down to the power of who I am, and I had to be strong enough to say, I have to make this choice for me. You might call me selfish. You might call me unchristian, you might call me all sorts of things, but I know that I have to make this choice for me.
And
I've been able to get to that point. Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of people, you know, that is the case with a lot of people, is that, you know, they're making choices based on other people, other people's wants of them. And, you know, that's kind of how we're taught to do.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the authenticity, you know, that truly the path to feeling good and being happy is to express your authentic self and to actually find
right.
out who and what that is. And so once a person, you know, goes on that discovery, starts to seek to find, who am I really? What am I really? You know, and what do I really want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the way, the path to being able to be happy and to feel good. And then also it's a journey toward discovering your purpose. You know, what is
right.
my purpose? And you look back at those things that gave you joy and you're naturally inclined to, they feel good. And, you know, and you discover your true purpose. And in doing that, you know, once you're happy, then everyone around you is going to be happy. And also,
yeah.
once you're happy, then other people around you are going to learn how they can be happy. It's not going to be because of you. It's going to be because of them.
Right.
You know, and once,
yes.
once a person realizes that about themselves, nobody else is making me happy, I have to make myself happy, then you're a role model for those people that you love around you. And so
absolutely.
It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to say too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to add real quick. Once a person discovers, what their purpose is, because we all have one, then because of that, we make certain choices. And usually at that point, you're ready to make a move. And as you make that choice, then a lot of times it takes care of all the choices going forward. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you're that definite and you're that certain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Because then you can see step after step after step, and I see it. I a lot of times tell, for me, it's almost as if I am very clear about what next step I have to take. It's like having a flashlight illuminating your feet and just a few feet in front of you, but you're not sure the next. Take that step into the light, into where you can see, then the next one begins to reveal itself. And it's scary.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to take a step. You said it before. You have to take a leap of faith into something you don't even know how it's going to work, but you just know deep inside that that's what you're supposed to do, and it is going to work. Very nice. Well, I don't want to run out of time, Wendy. I want you to be able to tell the listener how to get a hold of you and anything that you want to share with them.
Oh, okay. Well, my website is WendyKLifeCoach.com. It's Wendy, K-A-Y, LifeCoach.com. And they can find out more about me there and my coaching. It also links over to some group coachings that I have available this year. But if I could real quick, I wanted to talk about kind of the path once a person is serving their purpose. So I told you at the beginning of the show how I came to write my book. And during that time is when I decided to become a life coach. And anyways, it was my contribution because I felt like it was my contribution to the world to be able to, hand something over where they could actually look at it and understand how to go forward and feel better in their lives. So anyways, book sales is a tough gig, okay? So initially, I was looking at helping the masses, and I think a lot of people that write books do. But anyways, I went on to another project this past year that was more of a collaboration of other people that had similar missions of helping people feel better. And I spent a year preparing that, and it never launched, but a piece of that ended up turning into what is now the Global Vitality Influence Association and a public platform at globalvitalityresources.com, which is a portal for free resources, well, not free resources, I'm sorry. It's free to the user. You can go there and find resources of, coaching and holistic practitioners and all the more life-sustaining, natural, holistic type of resources. And we're still young now, but it's growing. But my whole point in saying that is that in a path of living your purpose, you have a purpose, but you have no idea how it's ever going to end up where you actually realize it. I never would have thought I'd be doing, working with such great people, just really valuable resources for the public to be able to expand themselves personally, more consciously expanding real solutions. And so anyways, it's just interesting. I just wanted to add that in there because you just never know how things are going to turn out. But if you're certain about where you're going, you know, all these opportunities end up presenting themselves. It's pretty fun.
Very good. Well, we're out of time, Wendy, but thank you so much for being on the show. Make sure you check out Global Vitality, Wendy K. What is it? Wendy K.
It's WendyKLifeCoach.com and GlobalVitalityResources.com.
Very good. And we'll see you back here next Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Dare to Be Authentic.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show, worldwide, with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.